Well, welcome back to the Wealth Decisions Podcast. This is Brian, your financial advisor and life coach. And today we're diving into a topic that explains why you might feel typical financial advice just doesn't stick for you. You know the standard advice, save 10% of your income, don't buy latte, auto-enroll in your 401k. These are what behavioral economists call nudges. They are little pushes designed to help us make better decisions without forcing us to do anything. But here's the problem. Most of these nudges are designed for the average person. And as I often say, if you're listening to this podcast, you don't want an average life or an average retirement. You want a richer life. There's a recent report from Avantis Investors that posed a fascinating question. Can personalization improve these nudges? The answer was a resounding yes. Today, I'm going to show you how your unique personality traits like patience, risk tolerance, and how you view losses change the way you should handle your money. So let's talk about the three personality traps. The research highlights that while we all want wealth, our brains are wired a little differently. The report identifies a few key psychological traits that vary wildly from person to person. And I want to focus on three of them in this episode. As I describe these, ask yourself, which one am I? Number one, patience, the time preference. Some of you are natural savers. You delay gratification easily. You don't need a nudge to save. You might actually need a nudge to spend and enjoy your life. Others are present focused. If you tell a present focused person to save for 30 years from now, they tune out. And the fix here is if you struggle with patience, don't focus on retirement. Focus on financial freedom in 5 years. Focus on short-term milestones. Shorten the goalpost. Number two is loss aversion. We all hate losing money, sometimes more than we like gaining it. But some people feel this 10 times more intensely. Standard advice says stay the course when the market drops. But if you have a high loss aversion, that generic advice feels impossible to follow. The fix? You don't need a generic be brave speech. You need a portfolio design that accounts for this anxiety before the crash happens. Having the right mix of investments, not just for your age, but also your risk tolerance and risk capacity, is crucial if you want to stay invested so you can reach your long-term goals. Number three is anchoring bias. This is when you get stuck on a specific number. Maybe you saw your account hit 1 million and now it's 950,000, so you don't feel quite as good. You're anchored to the high watermark. The fix, we need to change the metric. Stop looking at the account balance and start looking at the income that balance produces. The difference in terms of income between 1 million and 950,000 is a much smaller number than the 50,000 that portfolio dropped. Stop focusing just on a number. A lot of people have a number in their head of what they think they need to retire. And sometimes as they approach retirement, all they do is focus on getting that number and not managing the risk. I've seen this many times in my career. In 2008, in 2009, just before that, I had clients that were about to retire that came to me with 100% in equities 2 years before they retire because they were focused on reaching a number rather than managing risk. So don't just focus on the number, focus on what that number can do for you in terms of income and have the right mix of investments for your stage in life, especially if you're going to retire in 2 to 3 years. Now let's talk about why autopilot isn't enough. Now, everyone loves automation in finance. Auto enrollment in 401ks is a huge success story. But the report argues that automation is kind of a blunt instrument. So let's talk about decumulation, that scary word for spending your money in retirement. This is where generic nudges fail completely. When you're saving, the goal is simple. More is better. When you're retiring, the goal is complex. How do I spend enough to be happy without running out of money? If you apply a generic rule here, like the 4% rule, you're ignoring your personal biology. If you're highly anxious, in other words, you have loss aversion, the 4% rule might terrify you into eating cat food when you have millions in the bank. If you're overconfident and you're risk-seeking, that same rule might lead you to go broke at 75. The fiduciary difference, this is where the human element comes in. As a fiduciary, my job isn't just to pick funds for my clients, it's to be the choice architect for your specific brain. The report suggests that the best financial outcomes happen when we measure these traits and build a plan around them, not against them. So how do we apply this personalized nudge to your life right now? Here's your wealth decision for the week. I want you to audit yourself on those three traits I mentioned earlier. Step number one, the sleep test, risk and loss. If the market dropped 20% tomorrow, would you buy more, do nothing, or panic sell? Be honest. If you panic, your current asset allocation is likely too aggressive for your personality, even if the math says it's right for your age. So dial back the risk until you pass the sleep test. Step number two, the spending nudge, patience. If you're a super saver who struggles to spend, I'm giving you a reverse nudge. I want you to set up a fund, an automated transfer to a checking account that must be spent every month. Force yourself to enjoy all the money that you've saved. Step number three, the social nudge. The report mentions that some people are highly influenced by what others do. If you find yourself keeping up with the Joneses, curating your social media feed is a financial decision. Unfollow the accounts that trigger your spend reflex. That is a huge personalized digital nudge. The takeaway from this Advantis research is validating. Money is not just math. It is emotional, psychological, and deeply personal. Generic advice gets you generic results. Personalized advice, understanding who you are, not just what you have, leads to a richer life. Now, if you're wondering how these traits apply to your specific portfolio, or if you feel like you're stuck in a saver's trap because your personality type, reach out to me. We can look at your plan through this behavioral lens. There'll be a link in the description of this episode to schedule a discovery call with me. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with a friend, hit the notification bell so you get updated on future episodes. It really means a lot to me and it helps the channel grow and reach more people. And once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening and I hope to see you next week.